Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a beautiful March the 1st, morning sunshine and 44 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jolene Harkler-Rode. We're talking about the big Lions Club Biscuits and Gravy fundraising breakfast that is coming up this Saturday. Jolene, good morning. Oh, one more time there. Jolene, good morning.
Good morning for that breakfast. Good morning. I hope it's this nice on Saturday morning for the breakfast to encourage people to get out and enjoy a wonderful breakfast. So,
well,
the Emporia Lions, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, you've got everything pretty well teed up. It'll be mid-70s. There is at least a chance of some raindrops, but I think you can work around that.
That's great. It is the Emporia Lions Club only fundraiser for the year, and we are a service organization, so we rely on this to be able to do many of our projects. So we encourage people to get out. Last year, of course, we did not get to have it, and so we're excited that it's a go this year. And it is at the Emporia Senior Center. For those that don't know, that's 603 East 12th. And it will be this Saturday morning, starting at 7:30, running till 11:30. And it's the standard breakfast, a wonderful, well, we hear from everyone that's eaten there that they really enjoy the biscuits and gravy, the sausage links, courtesy of Fanestel's fruit cup and juice or coffee, so the same menu that people might be used to. And the tickets are available now from any Lions Club member or by calling, 643-720-343-7275, and that's $6 for adults and $2.50 for children under 10. And out the door, it'll be $7, so just a little heads up on that. And we are doing something a little different this year. Of course, it is dine-in, thank goodness, this year, and takeout is available as always, but there will be curbside if people aren't yet comfortable about coming inside. So if people want curbside, they can pull in to the west side of the Emporia Senior Center by the kitchen doors, and someone will be there to take your order and bring it out to you.
Well, it sounds like you have all the bases covered there, Jolene, I'll tell you.
We hope so. Yes. We hope so. The Lions Club, we've been celebrating our 100th year here in Emporia from when it was started, and that's been kind of a fun year. Still not done celebrating. Our motto is We Serve. That's the Lions motto throughout the world. We are the largest service club organization in the world, and we're in over 200 countries and even have a partnership with the United Nations. So, it's a strong organization, but we're always looking for members to join in, too. And in fact, we have a meeting tomorrow at noon at the Blue Key Room up at Emporia State University if anybody would be interested in joining in at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. So our founder, Melvin Jones, said, which kind of guides us, you can't get very far until you start doing something for somebody else. And I think that's kind of a neat quote.
Sounds good.
Our fundraiser, we depend on our fundraiser, like I mentioned, to help with many activities that we do. We have the spot camera where we go into schools and do vision screening, and we're able to screen some children who might not have success otherwise on vision, typical, usual vision screenings. The vision screening's done in less than 10 seconds and gives a printout of six areas And if there's a referral needed, then the children can take that to their local optometrist or doctor for further evaluation. We have done some work with Head Start, most recently providing them books. We do the Random Acts of Kindness program at Christmas, where every member is given the opportunity to give out $100 in the community to whoever they want to, Random Acts of Kindness. We started that several years ago. We bring in the Kansas Lions Mobile Screening Unit at the Lyon County Fair. We've given out the redbud trees. That's a historical project that we've kind of revived in the last couple of years. And we do still provide eyeglasses. We try to help out with eyeglasses to those in need. Lions are probably most known for our emphasis on sight, although we do have other areas of interest too, so environment, diabetes, etc. But I think people probably know the Lions. I get a lot of questions or messages on Facebook, people wanting to know, do you still take eyeglasses? And yes, we do, because those are recycled. They are processed, sorted by prison facilities in the United States, and then sent to third world countries for distribution. So,
well, many great services. Yeah, you provide many great services here to the Emporia area, and we thank you for all the great work that you do. But again, folks, don't forget the Emporia Lions Club Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast this Saturday, 7:30 until 11:30 at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. $6 in advance, $7 at the door, $2.50 for kids under 10. And Angelina, people want to get tickets. How can they do that?
Well, from any Lions Club member, and or the number to call is 620-343-7275 if they would like tickets. And I really should, too. This would not be possible without our sponsors. And we have sponsors at all levels, businesses in the community. And I would like to just to give thanks to some of the larger sponsors, Lyon County State Bank. I mentioned the Fanestel Sausages, Houston Sober Agency, Farmers Insurance, the Edward Jones, John Geitz, Emporia Orthodontics, Clint Boyer Autoplex, Clark Carpet and Tile, Timmons Dirt and Driveway is a new sponsor this year, and Evergreen Design are some of our larger sponsors. So, and we'll always welcome new sponsors too if there's an interest. So, appreciate this opportunity to talk about the breakfast, and we hope everybody will consider that on a beautiful Saturday morning, coming out either dining in or taking breakfast out.
All right,
sounds good.
We'll see you Saturday, Jelaine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye.
Day. That is Jelaine Harkler Road, the Emporia Lions Club. Their big biscuits and gravy breakfast this Saturday, March the 5th, at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, this week is full and.